Hare Krishna. I'm noticing that the devotees were very interested in my report on the first days of the GBC meeting, so I'll just report a little on one topic that we've been discussing over the last few days. We really sort of gained ground as the GBC body in terms of having the opportunity and luxury to be able to deal with subjects at length, because we have on one side the deputies who process a lot of proposals that come to us and make recommendations for us. On the other, we've had our strategic planning meetings in which many devotees internationally have been kind enough to come. I don't know how many, you know. Good.
60.
About 60 devotees in addition, who are, I think, broken up into 18 subcommittees dealing with all different types of issues for the vision. They don't deal so much with proposals, but they're dealing with the vision and strategic planning of ISKCON and making proposals about that and the vision, setting goals for the GBC to then go over and ratify. And these are extremely productive. They started last year in Mumbai, and that was really overwhelmingly well received, both by the participants, by the GBC members, other observers who were also there. It was a real step forward, and now we're continuing that, and it's giving us the opportunity to do things that we didn't do before, unless we're in some kind of real crisis, which we're not in now, to proactively delve down into topics, and that's what we've been doing for the last, well, day and a half, and half day today also. This is with the between the GBC body and the bureau, or the leadership of the Indian Yatra, the legal leadership of the Yatra. And I won't discuss all the topics that we're discussing with them, but rather one of the topics, one of the interesting topics that has come up both with them, as it's also a topic that really cuts across all other aspects of ISKCON's management and different committees and subcommittees, and that is, what does it mean when Prabhupada in his last will said that the GBC is the ultimate managing authority? What does ultimate managing authority actually mean? There's a lot of opinions about what it means. And as I mentioned, it's not just a topic that's in this discussion. For instance, it's a discussion that we've had on our constitutional committee. We have a constitutional committee that's also working on the constitution of ISKCON. As yet, we don't have actually an existing constitution. And Srila Prabhupada's last will and testament, the last will is very important because it's the final desire of, in this case, the founder Acharya. Now, what did Srila Prabhupada say in his last will? What was on his in his mind? So will is very important in that regard, because whatever preceding things may have been there, the final thing, the last thing, is considered to be take precedent. So Prabhupada spoke about two things in particular. One was the management of ISKCON, and he said that the GBC body is the ultimate managing authority, and that GBC members should be chosen for life. And he spoke about his properties and how the properties should be protected, and he named the properties. And that was all. Prabhupada's will is very short. It's legally it's available. Devotees can see it. He didn't even choose to speak about succession of gurus and so on. He spoke about these two topics, his properties and how they should be protected, and who is the ultimate managing authority. So what does it mean, ultimate managing authority? There are different versions, different opinions. Some people will take it that it refers to managerial issues, that the GBC is the final word in managerial issues. How is it the final word in managerial issues? Well, there's different opinions about that. Some opinion is that it should just be a advisory issue. In other words, that the GBC in an advisory way says this is what we think on this management issue is the final thing, and that's it. And then other continental, national, regional bodies can then decide how they want to apply that advice. Others consider that management issue means that it means that the GBC has a legal right, that it's legally written within the articles and memorandum, bylaws, or whatever legal structure that ISKCON entities have, that it's written in there that the GBC body itself has a final legal say, and it can't be. It's not advice. It's a compulsory, legally enforceable statement, which is documented. The ultimate managing authority statement is also sometimes interpreted that it deals with only management issues, but not theological issues, that it's not the ultimate spiritual authority. Sometimes devotees have the opinion that their spiritual masters are their ultimate spiritual authority, and the GBC, either GBC body or GBC secretaries, although right now I'm speaking about the GBC body, that they may have the managerial rights, but the spiritual master ultimately has the ultimate say in terms of spiritual matters or philosophical matters. Sometimes devotees even think that the spiritual master overrides the GBC or the GBC body in terms of managerial issues, because ultimately Shastra says he's Shakshat Hari. So there's a lot of opinions about what it means. Interestingly, yesterday here, Rumpad Maharaj brought in dictionary meaning of the words ultimate managing and authority, and well, you can look them up to be more accurate than what my memory is going to serve 24 hours down the line. But ultimate meant that something above which there's nothing final, the supreme, something equivalent to what in Sanskrit we would say Parama Ishwara Parama Krishna. And managerial, interestingly enough, referred to different, didn't seem to just imply administrative, but anything in relationship to organization, and lended itself, even in that sense, to spiritual matters. And of course, we interpret management not just in terms of what management generally means, but because everything in ISKCON is spiritual. Management in itself is also spiritual, and our management is based on spiritual issues or spiritual values. So often the term management also refers to managing everything, including, it means philosophical or theological conclusions. When we have some type of theological argument, who is has the ultimate say in what our theological stand is on things, because we do have different And there will always be different questions of theology that arise that require to be answered. So who has the final say on that? So when we use this word, management authority, many will say that yes, that also includes and means that. And authority. Authority is, yes, someone who is the final say, the king, the person who is wielding power, wielding authority. So it's a very important topic, as I mentioned. It's the cornerstone of our constitution. Ultimately, when we, and in our constitution, we also define who's a member of ISKCON, or what type of members we have of ISKCON, because right now we have self-established members, life members. We use the word member in so many different ways, but what does it actually mean to be a member of ISKCON? That ultimately a member of ISKCON, as well as an ISKCON entity, who is a, whether it's a temple or an amhara or a congregational body of congregational members, all of these are connected by definition to the ultimate managing authority, that they're having a right to be a member or to be a temple or to be a continental assembly, a national assembly, a namhara, a counselor or counseling system is that they accept whatever that ultimate definition or principle is going to be of the ultimate managing authority of the GBC body. And when they step out of that, then they're no longer part of ISKCON. So it's a very interesting, intriguing, and something that's discussion and something that's going to be defined very soon, because that many things are dependent for clarity on a clear definition of what it means, ultimate managing authority. And you'll see it in our constitutional subcommittee, because that's where the definition itself is going to be established. And then whoever is ISKCON, as I mentioned, either as an individual or in some type of other collective form or a legal entity, is based upon accepting the definition of what it means to be the ultimate managing authority, and who is their ultimate managing authority, and how that ultimate managing authority is actually being exercised. Hare Krishna.